Today on the Just Read podcast, we'll read Joshua chapter 13, verse 24, through chapter 14, verse 5. Here we will continue reading about the division of the Promised Land. Let's read Joshua chapter 13, verse 24, through chapter 14, verse 5. Moses also gave an inheritance to the tribe of Gad, to the sons of Gad, according to their families. Their territory was Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the sons of Ammon, as far as Aroer, which is before Rabbah, and from Heshbon, as far as Ramoth Mizpeh, and Betonim, and from Mahanaim, as far as the border of Debir. And in the valley, Beth Haram, and Beth Nimrah, and Succoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, with the Jordan as a border, as far as the lower end of the Sea of Chinnereth, beyond the Jordan to the east. This is the inheritance of the sons of Gad, according to their families, the cities, and their villages. Moses also gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh, and it was for the half-tribe of the sons of Manasseh, according to their families. Their territory was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 cities. Also half of Gilead, with Ashtaroth and Edrei, the cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan, were for the sons of Machir, the son of Manasseh, for half of the sons of Machir, according to their families. These are the territories which Moses apportioned for an inheritance in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan at Jericho to the east. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses did not give an inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance, as he had promised them. Now these are the territories which the sons of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the households of the tribes of the sons of Israel apportioned to them for an inheritance, by the lot of their inheritance, as the Lord commanded through Moses, for the nine tribes and the half-tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half-tribe beyond the Jordan, but he did not give an inheritance to the Levites among them. For the sons of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they did not give a portion to the Levites in the land, except cities to live in, with their pasture lands, for their livestock, and for their property. Thus the sons of Israel did just as the Lord had commanded Moses, and they divided the land. That was Joshua chapter 13, verse 24, through chapter 14, verse 5. Along with Reuben, the Gadites and part of the Manassites were given land on the east side of the Jordan River. We are also reminded that the Levites did not receive land as an inheritance in the same way that the other tribes did. Now the remaining tribes can divide the newly conquered land amongst themselves. Thank you for reading with me.